From Feature Story News in Washington and our bureaus around the world, this is FSN Reports. I'm Kevin McAleese. On today's programme, President Putin signs treaty on Crimea, defying US sanctions as tensions mount over reports a Ukrainian soldier is killed in the country's southern peninsula.
One person was killed and another injured at the base. According to the latest reports, journalists were not able to get anywhere near the compound because streets leading to the base had been blocked by the local so-called self-defense units.
We're in Colorado to hear from a woman who conquers her chronic pain with chocolate and marijuana, and the cosmic discovery that could unlock one of the most important secrets of the universe.
In much, much, much less than the blink of an eye, the size of the universe grew by about a billion times or more.
That's coming up on FSN Reports after our latest summary of the day's headlines.
From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Hume. Ukraine's military in Crimea say they've authorized the use of weapons for self-defense. The statement was made on the Ukrainian Defense Ministry's website. It comes as Russian President Vladimir Putin signed an agreement in Moscow to formalize Crimea's absorption into the Russian Federation.
I introduce to the Federal Assembly and request to consider the constitutional law on admitting Crimea to the Russian Federation.